From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. People in their 30s or even younger are all over ride-sharing. Uber, Lyft, Curb. Seniors, though, less so. This makes seniors one big, giant, untapped market for ride-sharing companies. And as Carrie Young reports from KJZZ in Arizona, the Phoenix area has become a testing ground of sorts for these companies to win this market over.
Phyllis Murchie is somewhat new to the Phoenix area.
I've been here 3 months.
She moved to a Sunshine retirement living community from California, and today she's seeing a new doctor. At 91, she doesn't have a driver's license anymore, which can make transportation to appointments like this a little tricky.
I have a daughter in Whitman, but she works all week and can only come on Saturdays.
But Murchie did find transportation to her doctor today with a man named Adam Fox in his red Chevy Cruze. Fox drives for Lyft, and this ride is part of a relatively new arrangement her senior living community signed with the ride-sharing company. Dan Tregub heads up Lyft's Elder Mobility Initiative.
As we have evolved as a company, we believe it translates very well into healthcare and to that segment of our business, and certainly for our elder population.
Tregub says making the app work for a population that doesn't always have a smartphone has its challenges, which is why, to make this work, Lyft and other ride-sharing companies have entered partnerships with senior living communities. So all Murchie had to do to order her ride was call the front desk at the retirement home where she lives.
We had over 30% of the residents in the pilot community take a ride through Lyft.
Andrew Smith is the director of strategy and innovation at Brookdale, a national assisted living chain. He says at first his company was unsure its residents would be comfortable with this type of service, but initial results are showing otherwise.
50% of those residents who rode are repeat riders.
Transportation expert Carol Wright with the National Aging and Disability Transportation Center says she isn't surprised these partnerships are forming.
If there are enough numbers of people that want a certain thing, then the market responds accordingly. And I think transportation is going to be one of those things.
She says with more than 20% of the population expected to be over the age of 65 in the next 15 years, the demand for flexible and reliable transportation options is likely to grow. In Phoenix, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.